T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, Ike, we all have questions. We bring on people from the NFL Network, from players and everybody else. We want to know when Carson Wentz is coming back. We want to know what the Eagles are going to do in 2018. But we've decided to go a different route. We bring in our expert, the official clairvoyant of the Marks and Reese Show. She is the Queen of Wands. Her name is Jenna Matlin, and she joins us here in studio. Hello, Jenna.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Well, what's happening?
Ike, she correctly predicted the Eagles would win the Super Bowl in 2017, and it was 2018, the actual year.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And it's documented. I saw it on the website.
Yes, it's documented. It was about 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. I put out, it was actually really interesting because I didn't actually ask the cards whether the Eagles were going to win. I was doing another reading, and then it just kind of popped up, and I said, oh, my God, look at that. The Eagles are going to win. And I felt so confident on it. I put it in my newsletter before the Super Bowl happened. It was about a week to 2 weeks before it went live.
And she knew it, Ike.
Okay.
Well, there you go. All right, so give us, how long have you been doing this right here? What exactly do you do? What's your specialty?
Okay, well, I've been reading tarot since, for a really long time. So about 25 years. I've been a full-time tarot professional for the last 6 years. But it's something that I've done ever since junior high. It's something that I love to do. It is about asking the universe and getting symbols and arcana, which is like the major secrets that tell us kind of what may be coming in our lives, both in, you know, as people and as in the world. It's a wonderful tool.
All right. So what are your credentials? How do you, is there a college or a school, or what are your credentials in the field?
Well, I have a master's degree in organizational psychology, so I am well credentialed. But in terms of tarot credentialing, it's not something you can credential. You either got it or you don't.
She's got it, Ike.
She has it.
No pressure, right?
She has it, yep.
All right, so and you had promised us. You said, listen, guys,
right,
I'm not going to know what the answers are until I actually look at the cards. And you're not being a homer here. What you see is what you see. You're not going to see something and say, oh, the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl, or Carson will be back week two. You're going to give us the straight dope here, right?
I'm going to give you the straight dope, even if it means hate mail from now until Super Bowl.
All right, well,
I'm telling you what I see.
You can direct that hate mail. Jenna is in, you just go to the website, queenofwandstarot.net. You're located in Narberth.
Yes, I am.
And people can check you out. You said if you just Google tarot.
Google tarot in Philly, and I'm probably going to come up with the most reviews. Yes.
And it's Jenna Matlin. So let's get to it. So what's the first thing you're going to do here?
Well, the first thing I need you to do is give me a question. What do you want to look at?
What are we asking for, Ike? We do Carson first?
Sure.
All right. Carson Wentz.
I'll go with something personal, but go ahead.
we can end with that. Yeah. Right. All right. Carson Wentz currently not playing in week one.
Right.
No one really knows when he's coming back. So we lean on you and ask you, when would you expect Carson back?
All right. So what I did is I already shuffled the cards. I have them fanned out, and I'm just going to let my hands go where they need to go, and I'll pull a few cards out.
All right. She's pulling. We're live on Facebook, Andrew. All right. We're live on Facebook right now if you want to check this out. She's going through the cards like she's pulling a few. She's concentrating. She's in a zone, going through the cards. And when you select cards, they're just cards that kind of come to you?
Yeah,
or?
Like I get a feeling in my hands, like, you know, like a kind of tension, like go to this card. This is the card that wants to be pulled.
All right.
So now I'm going to pull them out in a formation. Oh, Ace of Wands, Two of Cups, crossed by the Lovers, Six of Cups, the Moon, the Magician, and Four of Swords. So I don't know much about sports, so I'm going to try and talk this through as well as I can.
Okay.
I think he absolutely wants to come. He's raring to go. But there's something that is giving him pause or making him stop. I don't know if this is another person or they're making him like walk through or jump through some hoops to get there. But I feel he thinks Ace of Wands in the first position. He wants this more than he's wanted anything else in his life. And the Magician, I feel like he really wants to and desires very strongly to prove his worth and show people what he's got. But the Lovers crossing, and you have Four of Swords, which is I don't know if somebody else within management believes as strongly as he believes that he's going to be able to do what he can do. But I can tell you he can. And everything comes down to how well he can convince the person that needs to make this shot call can do it. I think if he can, he's going to do great this season.
The doctor, obviously, is the one that he needs to convince, Ike.
Yeah.
Okay, so Four of Swords is the card of rest. This is, you can see it, it's the card that usually when someone needs to recover. I feel he's got the innate stamina, health, and also the will and desire to make it happen.
So would you say sooner than later? Are we looking at a couple weeks?
A couple weeks. I wouldn't say very, very soon. I think it's going to happen, but it's not going to be as soon as he wants. I'll tell you that.
Sounds very accurate to me so far. We know Carson wants to play, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
This man is thirsty. He's so thirsty.
All right. So sooner than later, but not week two, it doesn't sound like. Maybe week four.
Yeah, maybe four or five. That sounds about right.
All right. Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, the million-dollar question is, Eagles Super Bowl repeat in 2018. You correctly predicted it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Can they go back-to-back and win it for the city, for Ike? For everybody out there, Ike's got his fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
You're shuffling that.
Should I not do no fingers crossed? Does that bother
you? No, you can do whatever you want.
I didn't know.
So how many cards do you pull when you pull them? Is there a standard number, or is it just what you're feeling?
It depends on how in-depth the question needs to be. So if it's a very simple question, a few cards. If it's a more in-depth question, I pull more.
Okay.
Right now, I'm just going to pull 7. That'll give us enough of what we need. And then if it doesn't tell us what we need, then I'll pull a few more.
All right.
All right,
here
guys.
We go.
All right, guys. No pressure, right?
They're shuffled and they're spread out. Ike.
Let's do this.
So now she's...
All right, everyone ohm, right? Ohm. No, I'm just kidding. Don't ohm. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. All right, so she's selecting. She's going through. We have 3. We have 4. We have 5. She said she's doing 7, so 2 more. She wiggles out the 6th, and the 7th one is coming here.
Mm. All right.
All right, we have it. See, we won't even need to watch the season.
No.
We just, right here, we'll know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think we do have to watch it, though.
Oh, we do. I guess you're right.
Yeah,
I guess you're right.
Got to.
All right.
What we got there?
Gentlemen, I think it's going to be a valiant effort, but I'm not sure I see it again this year.
Oh.
Huh?
All right, well, tell us why.
Okay. What? So in the first position, you have 9 of Wands and Ace of Wands. Both of those talk about an earnest desire. Remember, Ace of Wands came up in the first reading. It's come up again. An earnest desire, very, very strong. But you have 9 of Wands, and then you have Page of Swords crossing. There's someone on the team who is young, loves the game, but I'm not sure if this person has enough experience to pull it off. And then you have 6 of Swords in the final position, which means getting close. Now, let me pull a few more.
Oh, we got more.
Yeah, keep pulling.
Do you think Vitae has any of those cards in there? Can we figure out if JP's going to...
Everything seems to hinge on whoever this person is, the rookie, the young one.
Yeah.
Real smart, real earnest. But I feel like...
Dallas Goedert?
Something to do with how well they're focusing is going to affect everything.
Oh, God.
All right.
You look focused in the preseason.
So I do feel like it's going to be really, really close. You have the championships, right? I think we may get there.
Yeah.
The world is like they get top, but then there is a level of frustration here. Frustration, the nine of coins reversed is usually like really, really close, but maybe not quite the cigar. But here, let me tell you something.
That could
about
be another conference championship.
Yeah, it sounds like at least one playoff.
Yeah.
Game, Mike.
Yeah. I think it does really, really well. But here's the thing about tarot. We all have free will. So I would say have me come back a little later in the season, maybe in December, and we'll look at this again. Because this is just giving us a prediction, right? Like a weatherman. It's giving us a prediction about what's going to happen. But of course, as we get closer to that event, the accuracy of it increases, just like, you know, a hurricane or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I would say right now the Super Bowl may not happen because it has to do with whoever this one person is. It is a young person. I feel like he's overthinking everything. There's like an overanalysis and it's tripping him up.
Hmm.
I feel like Page of Wands, this is someone who may come later on in the season or gets more of
a trade.
Perhaps.
Possibly yeah. Trade, yeah.
And this person pulls it up and does a really, really great job, but he doesn't quite have enough time to shift it. So my advice would be, whoever this Page of Wands is, whoever is this hot and raring to go person, they need to bring him on earlier rather than later in order to change the prediction.
Well, there you go. There you have it, Ike. You had some personal questions, lotto numbers?
No, I'm good.
All right.
You sure?
Yeah. I would say it could be Dez Bryant.
Maybe.
No? Oh.
Maybe.
Because a young person could be...
I was thinking Carson. Carson's maybe the young person. He's still a young player.
Could be Sheldon Gibson.
I feel like there's going to be two people. One, they're going to put all their eggs in that basket, not going to perform to the level that everyone was expecting. And there's someone who's going to be the dark horse that's going to come out of nowhere. I think it's going to be a similar story to what happened last year. But my concern is that happens too late in the season to really push us into the Super
Bowl. Oh, they don't get home field.
Okay.
All right. Well, there she is, our official clairvoyant, Jenna Matlin. Jenna, she's in Narberth. If you want to check her out, just go to her website, which is queenofwandstarot.net, or just Google her. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I was going to do something personal, but then I'm afraid of the answer.
Oh.
Well, yeah, then I definitely want that.
Yeah, well, no,
as
I mean,
you,
no.
As you see, I don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
so.
I know. So, yeah, it could be family. It could be finances. It could be... anything.
We can take it off.
Off air.
We can do it on the, you know.
Off air.
Yeah.
We can do it on Facebook Live.
No, I mean, I really don't want to know the answer. Yeah. It doesn't matter where we're doing it at. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.